lightning in his hand and steel in his eyes. His trigger finger never hesitates. A lone figure in the dust, quicker than a shadow, deadlier than a storm. He lives by the bullet, where every showdown could be his last, but it never is. His legend is written in gunpowder and blood, every shot echoing through history. In a world where a heartbeat can cost you everything, he's always a step ahead of death. DJ Outlaw.
Good afternoon. It is 4:07. I'm your host, DJ Outlaw, better known as Navy Seaman Jacob Hart. Today in the studio, we're joined by Anna from Stars and Stripes, and we're going to be talking about all things traveling. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's cold outside. I don't know how if you've been outside recently, but it's chilly.
Yeah, it's definitely jacket weather. It changed quick.
Oh, yeah. I'm loving it. I can wear all my sweaters, and I'm not overheating. It's beautiful.
Don't forget to go on over to our Facebook or Instagram and answer our question of the day, which is, if you had unlimited money for one day, what would you do? And stay tuned to find out more with Stars and Stripes. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best. Welcome back to the studio. I'm here with Anna and Stars and Stripes. And our best thing we're going into next is going to be tattoos. What have you got for us, Anna?
Yeah, so we recently just put out our new Tattoo Armed Forces magazine. And in that magazine, you know, there's regulations and photos of inspiration of other service members that have tattoos. But there's also a fun page that is a directory of all of the tattoo conventions, which is great for the people that love traveling for tattoos. But what I will say is, there's a bunch of wonderful tattoo shops in the area. And what I'm leading to is that if you have a favorite, vote in our current campaign, Best of Italy, and share your favorite tattoo shops or your favorite salon, your favorite restaurant, whatever you have a favorite for, please share it with us. Our campaign ends next week. It ends on the 15th, so actually it ends on Sunday. And we are looking for more suggestions and people to answer. Sigonella currently actually has the most votes out of Naples and Aviano and Vicenza, but we're slowly losing that lead. So I want to keep making us look like we're phenomenal.
We are superior to them
exactly.
In every way.
And we're the smallest base.
That's right.
So I need us to come out and show out. But if you guys want to have a little insight to that before the results fully come out, currently right now Family Inc. is winning for the best tattoo shop, which makes sense because everyone and their mother loves to recommend Family Inc.
Okay, and is that, where around here is that?
Family Inc. is in Mr. Bianco.
Okay, so it's relatively close to
us.
Yeah,
it's really close. You can make appointments through like just messaging them on Facebook. And it's super easy. I haven't been tattooed here personally, but I have had a couple of friends go to Family Inc. themselves, and they love the experience. And if you have been tattooed and you were back in the States or anywhere else that was quite expensive.
Oh, that's for sure.
I will say getting tattooed overseas is definitely more than welcome to your wallet, because I've had a friend, she didn't finish because I actually went home quickly. More, you know, quicker than they expected. And she was working on getting a leg, like half leg. And so it was hip to about knee. And they were quoting her €800.
You're kidding.
No. And it was like beautifully shaded. Like it was beautifully, beautifully shaded done. And it was, I went with her for one of her sessions and I was like, oh my God. And like, because we're in Europe, they don't want your tip either, because it's just like, that's not normal for them. Great service. They brought us lunch. I wasn't even doing anything, and they brought me a sandwich.
They brought you food.
They brought me food, yeah.
Friend was getting tattooed.
While my friend was getting tattooed, yeah. So, like, I was included with it. And she got more than halfway done, and I think she said that she only paid, like, €300 or €400 for the portion that she ended up getting finished. So, if you have been considering it, definitely get tattooed, if not Family Inc., somewhere else, because like I said, it is relatively cheap here for for good work. I will say there is some differences that I have noticed with people, just in the sense of how we are used to tattoo artists, what coming up with like creativity and stuff. If you give tattoo artists ideas here, for the most part, a lot of them just go with your idea and they don't like make it their own. So I think you do have to shop around if you want some like creativity.
To get on that Pinterest board?
Yeah, like I think if you give them the Pinterest board, they will be like, okay, this is what you want. Slap it on you. Like I think it is going to be like a replica. So I've had a couple of friends that have been like, oh no, but I wanted it in like your style. That's why I'm coming to you. And the artists are like, what? What do you mean?
You wanted a tattoo. You showed me what you got. Yeah. This is what you got.
Yeah, that's what we're getting you. So I think that is funny. But like I said, if you want to share your favorite tattoo shop, or if you want to just keep voting for Family Ink, hop on over to stripeseurope.com and cast your vote in our Best of Italy survey. It is going till, like I said, December 15th, and we are trying to celebrate the best of the best all across Italy.
And Sigonella is the superior base.
Currently,
so
yeah,
be sure to keep voting. And not a little side note, but service members, we kind of like our tattoos a little bit.
Yeah.
It could be a fantastic Christmas present, maybe.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Slide a little
Friday
a few
the
euros under there in a card.
Friday the 13th is this weekend. Some tattoo shops are doing them.
That sounds fantastic. All right, stay tuned. We have got more for you coming up next on Krampus. You might be surprised. You're listening to us here at 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best. Welcome back to the studio. We're here with Anna and all things Stars and Stripes. So we've got Krampus for you here. What can you tell us about that, Anna?
Yeah, so there is a fun little area, and it is called the South Tyrol part of Italy. And if you are not a geography person, I'm looking at you.
Yeah,
because
that's me.
You never know
where
we're talking about.
Here.
Yeah. So it is the northernest most part of Italy. So it's the area that actually does touch Austria and Switzerland.
Okay.
And so in this area, it is actually like, it is known to be like beautiful because I assume the mountains that touch these country corners. But this area is known for their Christmas markets. And I think without even like going there, I can only assume because it's so close to those countries that they have the fun like cultural combinations of all of them in this like one specific area. And these Christmas markets are known to be beautiful. And because of where it is and previous, you know, history of these areas, they have both Germanic and Italian cultures included with it. And that is where we come up with traditions like the Feast of St. Nicholas and Krampus.
How does something so ugly as Krampus come out of a place that's so pretty?
You know, I don't know. And I think Krampus is such an interesting thing. And I remember seeing it, I think, either last year for the first time or maybe, like, right before he moved. And I was like, this is creepy. And I didn't realize with, like, that whole Krampus parade and they're, like, march through the streets, how some people don't know what they're even getting into.
It looks like a bunch of demons with goat
fur
running around.
Yeah, imagine just being in the area because you're like, oh, beautiful Christmas market. And it just so happens to be the day where they're, like, doing their wonderful thing of, you know, hitting people with sticks that are just like watching. Oh, I can't imagine trying to go to this like beautiful place and then just ruined.
It's
idea
over.
Ruined. But if you don't know who Krampus is actually supposed to be this I don't know what he is. I don't know, but he is said to lock up the naughtiest. And so you have to be on your best behavior. And so they have this fun Alpine tradition where they parade through the town and they are like, if you've ever seen Krampus, it is just a creepy like wooden mask with like horns. It resembles like demons and all that stuff. But then they're doing this at night and he's crowded with other painted masks similarly, and sometimes there's fire shows and they're just like walking down. And if you are like on the side of the streets, a lot of them have these like
It's like a staff?
Yeah, they're like staffs and like other things to basically like beat the passerbyers or like the people that are like watching. And I'm sorry. That's not for me. I am enjoying Christmas. I am not trying to get beat. But I think what's funny is that Krampus is the like antithesis to Saint Nick, because obviously like Saint Nick is like the good and he gives out the candy and the presents.
The naughty and nice list.
Yeah. So you have like the physical naughty and nice, because Saint Nick is, I think, the day before they do this, apparently. And then they do Krampus the next day.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so that's, you know, that's fun. But if you're trying to avoid that, look it up. We were talking about it, and I think it is early December in this area. So avoid, potentially. But that doesn't mean avoid the city. Enjoy your travel plans to Northern Italy and, you know, look at these Christmas markets that have locally made products. That is, like, I love a good handmade local product that I can leave on vacation and be like, I got this from here. Like, I have some fun textiles from a super small, like, a family, I don't want to say gift shop because it's not a gift shop, but from Sardinia, and they gave me this whole story, and they're actually made from like traditional, like a folklore outfits, and so like they use stuff like that. When I was in Krakow a couple weeks ago, from the Christmas market, I left with like Polish pottery. So I think like stuff like that is fun. But if you've gone to enough Christmas markets, or you've gone to a couple, you kind of start looking around, and I started looking around, started seeing the same stuff over and over again, and I'm like, this isn't locally made stuff. It's kind of like stuff that they like bring in and they're like, we're selling it. All of the stuff you can find on China, like, it's all overstock stuff that's like, it's not fun. But what's fun about Bruneck is that their Christmas market is actually dedicated to the local crafted goods.
That's good. Don't buy sweatshop Christmas presents.
No.
Go to Bruneck.
Yeah, go to Bruneck and get some handmade items that are definitely going to keep you warm, because they have like wool socks and slippers, mittens. If you love woodwork, get some woodwork. I'm sure they have some ceramics. There's so many good things that you can get locally made while also helping the local economy. It's always great. Don't, you know, get stuff that you can get anywhere and then they just kind of like ship it in and say, here you go, now pay €5 for this magnet that isn't fun.
No, the whole point is getting something that's genuine to the area.
Yeah, and that is something that you can definitely get at the Brunette Christmas Market. But if you need any other reason to visit the Christmas Market, because obviously Krampus isn't doing you any solid, maybe you want to see the beautiful towns along the rivers at the base of this beautiful mountain. Because I know some people, they come here and they're like, where are the mountains? Because you have Etna. You have some hills. Because I was raised where I look out and it is mountains.
I get that. I was born in the Rockies. So.
Yeah. So like coming here, I'm like, oh, there's hills in Etna.
And then there's Etna, mountain.
Yeah, but if you go far enough, you don't see Etna, so you're like, where am I? I'm confused. So if you're missing some mountains, go to Northern Italy. Enjoy some mountains, enjoy some snow, because they do get snow, so you can go skiing, you can go snowboarding, and while you're there, you can enjoy some hearty stew, some local funnel cake, some hot chocolate, create, you know, the vibes for your holiday season.
Well, you might get some other souvenirs, too, if you're running from Krampus.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I'm going to pass next year. I won't be doing that. But if you want some more inspiration for Northern Italy in this Tyrol area, you can always look it up at stripeseurope.com, because we have so much more travel inspiration for all of you.
I just love, I got to say this, how in, well, the culture I was raised in, Santa brings naughty kids lumps of coal.
Yeah.
Here, Krampus kidnaps and beats little kids that are bad. That's quite the dissuasion. Is that correct?
I think they've like gone away with that. I do know that there's some other stuff. I know that. I think it's for Christmas where they have a witch.
Oh, it's a witch now.
There's a witch that does something. I don't remember exactly what it is because I'm not well versed in my Italian traditions, but there is something that exists with a witch, and I'm going to look it up when we go off air.
All right, and you heard it here on 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. And stick it right here, don't be naughty, and deck the halls, I hate Christmas. Welcome back to the studio. I'm here with Anna and all things Stars and Striped.
And nothing says Christmas season like a cup of mulled wine. Have you ever had mulled wine?
I haven't.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like brown liquors, and I don't like spiced things. I'm very picky with what I like, which you would think that somebody that likes really like dark, dry red wines would like mulled wine. No, I had it at a Christmas market, and then I had it at my friend's house, and I said, that is not for me. That is not for me.
That's not your thing.
It's not my thing.
You know, and I've never tried it to say if it was my thing. I like beer.
Okay. I like beer, and I've ventured into the red wine world. I love a good dry red wine. Glue wine, mulled wine, that is not the same thing because it is spiced. And so if you don't know what Glühwein is or mulled wine, it is the traditional German autumn winter drink that it is so popular that it has spread to like Switzerland and Austria. And if you go to a Christmas market, which is what we've been talking about, you are going to find mulled wine. And so if you don't know what mulled wine is, it is warmed red wine, and then it's typically spiced with like cinnamon sticks, anise, nutmeg, and then they sweeten it with sugar or honey. And sometimes those flavors get repetitive. So if the people like it and they make it themselves, some people add some fun stuff into it to make it like kind of their own. And so some of the favorites that you add in when you're making it at home can, you know, include orange slices, vanilla pods, nutmeg. Some people add extra alcohol like brandy or rum. Instead of doing sugar or honey, some people do maple syrup. So it's definitely easy to like try to make it into something that you'll like.
I mean, it sounds okay.
Maybe you should do it. Maybe you should try to make it yourself and let me know if you found a combination to try.
You do it and let me know. I don't want to try it.
I would rather just drink a normal bottle of red wine. I'm sorry. I am not that person that I go to the Christmas market and I am not getting the mulled wine. I will purchase the mug and get it filled with hot chocolate with some whipped cream.
So now you're speaking my language.
Yeah.
Coffee and hot chocolate's how I prefer my holiday seasons.
Yeah, I am not a mulled wine. I try to be. I do try it. I'm not doing it. We're avoiding it. But for the viewers that do like it or haven't tried it yet, try it and then let us know.
Yes, we want to know.
We want to know. But so, if you are having a holiday party and you want to be all fancy and you want to try to make your own, or you just follow a recipe and then you add in whatever, we also have some fun ways to pair your mulled wine
and
with
see,
food.
This is what I'm talking about, the
yeah,
appetizers.
The food, the holiday party festivities. So I know we're all used to, you know, pair your food with this wine or pair it with this beer. Like, certain beers taste better with certain things and all that fun jazz. So if you're trying to impress some people, if you have, you know, a group of people out coming over and you're like, I'm going to be fancy, we have you covered. Stars and Stripes has a grand old list to maybe help you out. So we are talking about appetizers like cheese and charcuterie boards. If you like bacon, they are suggesting bacon-wrapped dates.
Oh, that's changing it up.
I'm not a dates person, but I have actually heard bacon-wrapped dates are amazing. But I've also heard, which is not on this list, but dark chocolate dates.
Now that sounds all right.
That is a thing, and I will say in the dessert realm, they are recommending dark chocolate with the mulled wine. So just pair it together and make a dark chocolate covered date.
I got an idea.
Okay.
Heat up your red wine.
Gross.
Take up your...
Gross.
You got
already.
Me there.
Gross.
You got your dark chocolate covered date.
Uh-huh.
Put it in your hot red wine, and you got a mold red wine chocolate date combination.
No.
And if you're really feeling adventurous, dip your bacon wrap date in it, and done.
No. Yeah, please.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. What, if that doesn't, you know, satisfy you, because it doesn't satisfy me, maybe some stuffed mushrooms. If you're skipping the appetizers and the snacks, apparently mulled wine pairs wonderfully with grilled lamb.
Dipped in it?
No. Served on the side. Don't be like DJ Outlaw and dip anything in your mulled wine.
Don't mix your foods.
Just take a bite and then sip, okay? That's what we're talking about. Not dipping. Please don't do that, because that is not what you're supposed to be doing.
Don't do it.
But if, you know, if none of that, you know, is for you, are you just doing like a dessert party? Serve some glue wine compote. So we actually have a recipe that tells you how to do it on our stripeseurope.com article. Make a little compote and serve it with some apple tart or just some toast. Serve it with a baguette. Sounds good.
I like baguettes.
I love baguettes.
They're so good.
See, that's the only thing we're agreeing on right now.
Baguettes.
Bread. But like I said, and this is all for free, so if you want some more inspiration for some glue wine and how to serve it, it is always available at stripeseurope.com.
And keep it right here. We've got more for you coming up next. And if you're worried about Santa not getting your letter, we've got you covered. It's right here at 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. Welcome back to the studio. We're here with Anna and all things Stars and Striped. And if you're worried about your letter getting to Santa this this Christmas and not getting what you want under the tree, you better listen up, because we have some very important information for you.
Yeah, so Stars and Stripes has a fun Letters to Santa program. And it is just to give, you know, some American holiday cheer and some magic to our military families throughout all of Europe. And so we are collecting letters, and we are helping Santa and his elves, and we accept your letters, and then we help him, and he gets the letters, and you will get a postcard back from Santa, as long as your address is an APO address, because we have had some submissions where the addresses are out in town, and Santa doesn't have access to those addresses, because unfortunately Santa is military connected currently.
You know, those rotator flights, they drop off a lot of letters when they fly over the North Pole.
Yeah, and so Santa can only do so much. So they do have to be in the FPO and the APO world. But what is fun that we are also helping with Santa, we as little elves are featuring some of these letters on our social media and our website. So if you've submitted a letter to Santa recently with Stars and Stripes, you may see a featured letter by somebody from here, because we have had a few, and they're the darndest things. They're adorable. So if you think that you have some things that you want to ask for from Santa, write us a letter, and you may get a postcard back from good old Santa himself.
But you need to hurry, because Christmas is coming up, and there is a deadline.
There is a deadline, and for our elves to help Santa, the letters do need to be received by December 15th. So if they aren't received by December 15th, you may not be getting a letter back. So if you are looking at a calendar and you're like, that sounds really close, that's Sunday.
Get them in, get them quick, and hopefully you get what you want for Christmas.
Yeah, drop off your letter if you want to drop off a letter. There is a box inside of the commissary right now. It is a little bit covered up because the tables have dwindled down, but there is a Christmas box, and you can drop off a little postcard right next to the magazine rack, and by December 15th, so by Sunday, as long as you drop that in that box by Sunday, while the box is still there, you may just get a postcard waiting in your mailbox. So don't miss out.
And with that, I'm going to ask you, Anna, what would be for our shout out of the question of the day, of course, if you had unlimited money for one day, what would you do with it?
We're going to go in two different realms, but in one day, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm buying two of my dream cars. One is a reasonable Volvo SUV because safety matters.
Safety matters.
Safety matters. But, and this isn't, this is a luxury car, but it's not the luxury that you're probably thinking. I really want a Polestar. an electric Polestar. They are beautiful, and they, I think, are actually made by Volvo, which is incredibly funny because I didn't think about that when I fell in love with the Polestars. But I want to get those two cars. I'm buying a home and paying it off in full. I'm creating a trust because that money isn't going to just be for the day. It's going to be forever. And then I'm also donating. I'm donating a lot of money. I don't know how much.
You don't know how much you're going to donate?
No, but I'm donating a lot of money to all the foundations that I like.
And there you go. And I just want to say thank you so much for coming into the studio. We always love to have Stars and Stripes in here. And you guys give us so much awesome information to put out over the air for our listeners and for the DJs in the studio. I know I learn something new every time you come in, and I just want to say thank you for coming in again.
Of course, it's always so fun, and I love teaching you guys what to do, where to travel to. It's the probably the funnest Wednesdays of my life, you know? It's always enjoyable. I appreciate always being here every Wednesday, 4 p.m.
Thank you, and stay tuned because up next is your news and sports, followed by some more of the Afternoon Alibi. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best.